Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Hey.
And welcome to our Easter service this morning. For those of you who don't know me, does anyone not know me? Oh, well, I'm Kate. You all know me. Welcome. Brilliant. It's an exciting day this morning, is it? I think it's Christmas. It's my birthday. No. It's, I've got it. It's Shrove Tuesday. What's the day today? Yes. Easter Sunday, which means we are celebrating. So, this morning, I thought we would make some celebration noises. Do you know what they might sound like? Yeah, now that's okay, that's okay. Has anyone ever been to a football match? Oh, phew. Okay, so you might have heard some celebration noise at a football match, or maybe a tennis match. That might be more appropriate to many of you. So we have things like, woo, woo, yeah, woo! That's a celebration. Oh goodness, we really need to educate. You really need to come to a football match. Or we have some jumping up and down. Yes! Yes! Sean, thank you. That was half. We had the arms. Or sometimes we have, come on! There's like three people over here doing this. Okay. Oh, here's one. Sometimes, even grown men jump up at a game and hug each other. Yes! Again, three people on the front. What I thought we could do is use some of these celebration noises we're clearly not joining in with to celebrate the fact that Jesus is alive. Excellent. We had some cheering, we had some clapping, we had some jumping and hugging, but a lot of people just sat there. Now, if we can go to tennis matches, football games, what else do you go to? Concerts, rugby games, all sorts of different things, and we can cheer, and we can clap, and we can jump up and down, and we can hug people, then surely on the day that Jesus Christ came back to life from the dead, we can do some of these things with gusto. What do you think? Yeah. Oh, goodness. I feel I'm in the wrong job. My face is gone. Okay, let's stand. And I will tell you of the story of that Easter morning. And when we get to the appropriate moment of celebration, just imagine you're excited that Jesus is alive. Just imagine you are somewhere where we're not embarrassed and we can jump up and down and we can shout and we can clap and we can celebrate. So here we go. What a week it has been, starting off with jubilation in Jerusalem, but then going to despair on Good Friday. But then the women, Mary, and Joanna, went towards the tomb so that they could prepare Jesus' body. And as they got there, they thought something was wrong. Instead of being all dark and dismal, the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. And an angel was standing there. And they said, "What is going on?" And the angel said, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Did you not believe what Jesus said? It is just as he said it would be. Jesus is not dead. Are you ready? Wait a minute. This is the bit. Prepare yourselves. Get your celebration ready. Don't be shy. Jesus is alive! Yes! Woo! Woo! Hugging, hugging! Woo! Yes! do you know? I think we did it. Some of us. Many of us. Well, this Easter, I have embarked on a mission. My mission is to put the egg back into Easter. Not that it needs a lot of effort, really. There's plenty of eggs at Easter. But I did a little bit of research. First of all, I ate lots of eggs, because that is vital. Then I looked around at a few more eggs to see if I could possibly eat them, but feeling a little bit sick, couldn't do that. So I thought I would read all about Easter eggs. And this is what I discovered. For those of you who don't already know, the ancient Egyptians, Persians, and Phoenicians all believed that the world began with a big egg. And out of that, everything was born, the birth of the world. And so the egg has always been associated with new life. And now most cultures around the world would use the egg as this symbol of rebirth. Easter eggs, bet you don't know this, specifically are eggs which are decorated for Easter. You may have known that. That was just a little bit of research. Originally, in the Eastern Orthodox tradition, these were real eggs, which were painted red to signify the blood that was shed by Jesus on the cross. And they sometimes do that still today. But they then became chocolate-covered eggs, which we now have. The eggs themselves symbolise the empty tomb, because although they look tomb-like, out of them becomes new birth of a little chick, or these days, more specifically, some sweets or a little toy, something like that. Did you also know, this is a very good fact, that when boiling eggs, to get the nice tan colour you need for Easter, you are to boil them alongside an onion? Yes. Anyway, what cannot be denied is that eggs are very important in the symbolism of Easter. And apart from the fact that a lot of companies make an awful lot of money at Easter, that is why we are now going to enter into a very exciting part of our service. Because in my attempt to put the egg back into Easter, we are going to have an egg extravaganza. Yes. Oh, we'll celebrate that. But not that Jesus is alive. Okay, no worries. I know where we stand. It's good. Okay, so our extravaganza, we will have a few little trials. No, that's the wrong word. Challenges. I'd say it went. Challenges. Our first challenge, can I just let you know that all these eggs are hard boiled. Do not fear. Not good one with mess. Do not fear. Our first challenge is to peel the hard-boiled egg in the quickest time possible. We'll have two people facing off against each other, and the person who does it the quickest and makes the egg look the nicest, you can't just like rip bits of egg off, you just got to take the shell off and keep a nice egg in the middle, will get a prize. Not the whole bowl, but a mini egg or two. Do you like mini eggs? That'll be good then. Would you like to come up? Please take your place this side. You already have a bowl with your hard-boiled egg in. How long do you boil an egg to get it hard? 2 minutes? Joking. Okay, and yes, Leon, do come out. Okay, right. So, are you ready? There's many techniques to this I've discovered, but I'm sure you've got your own. Remember, it's to make it look the nicest at the end, okay? And, you know, maybe we could have some encouragement. This side, encouragement here. This side, encouragement here. Okay, on your marks. Get set, go. Peel those eggs. Cracking, very good. Peeling the eggs, yes. Get the shell off. You need to hurry. Bit of bashing. Bit of bashing. Doing very well. You need to get your shell in the bowl. You're doing very well. Oh, yes. Oh, we're catching up. Come on, keep going. How are you doing? Stop. Eggs down. Let us see.
over here.
They really do smell, don't they? Not you two. Sorry, the eggs.
The eggs. Over here. First to finish, I do have to say. Nice. A couple of tiny bits of shell, but no indentations into the egg. Very good. 9 points. Okay, over here. Okay. Ooh. Second to finish, but a smoother finish. Ooh. So, I declare, please do have one to wipe your hands, because really they do smell. I declare for our first extravaganza, a draw. Woo. Couple of eggs. Take a couple. I'm so generous. Take a couple. Then. Okay. All right then. Well done. First extravaganza. Second extravaganza is to involve everyone. We're going to have an egg and spoon race. Yes! Always makes me shake an egg and spoon race. I used to do it at school and I always came last. But we're going to do it among everyone. Now, I was trying to work out, we could do sides. We've excelled ourselves. Oh dear, stop now, stop now. I will put these eggs by the coffee hatch and you may help yourselves because we were all so wonderful. You know the two things, the thing I noticed when I was doing my research into Easter eggs is that there is a lot of choice of Easter eggs. To start with, there are a lot of companies that make eggs. You've got your Cadbury's and your Nestle and your Thorntons and your Co-op and your Bailey's and all these varieties. Those are just the ones I tried, but there's many more. And then you have lots of different varieties within that as well. For instance, you've got your Minnie Mouse egg, which I saw, or your Moshi Monster egg, or your One Direction egg, if you... No, not so good. Or you've got your mini eggs, or your surprise eggs, what's in the middle, your eggs with a mug, or your eggs in an egg box these days. Have you seen those? Chocolate eggs in an egg box? Very exciting. And that doesn't even touch on the variety of Easter bunnies and things like that that you can get in chocolate, which means that really there is something for everyone at Easter. Unless, of course, you don't like chocolate, or you can't eat chocolate, or you don't like Smarties, or you don't like Yorkie, or you don't like mini eggs, or you don't like Thorntons, or you don't like dark chocolate, or you don't like white chocolate, or you don't like One Direction, or you don't like mugs, or you have a fear of eggs. And maybe, you know, that's why there's a lot of choice at Easter. Because one egg just doesn't suit everyone. One type of egg just doesn't include everyone. Which is a shame, because that sort of goes against what Easter is all about. Because you see, when Jesus rose from the dead, when he came back to life, he didn't just break out a dark tomb years ago, but he came, are you ready, to break out of the tomb forever. So that, whether you liked Milky Way, or Snickers, or Twix, or Maltesers, or Mars Bar, or a carrot, or a peg, whatever you liked, you could be accepted by God. No one would be excluded. Jesus broke out of the tomb so that heaven would be open to everyone. Whatever your background, whatever your history, whatever your orientation, whatever your mistakes, whatever your age, whatever your wrongs, whatever things you were ashamed of, whatever your likes or your dislikes, all people could finally come to be loved by God. And no one in the entire world would be excluded. Because now, on Easter Sunday, heaven is open to all people. And that is why we celebrate. We're going to stand and sing our next song together, which is a song to celebrate Easter. He has risen. I want to finish with a story. There was once a young boy who spent hours making a boat. He loved boats, and he spent hours making this boat how he wanted it to be perfect. And the day came when he had completed his boat. And so he took it to the river, and he put it on the water, and he set it to sail. But the water was flowing a lot faster than he thought, and soon the boat got away from him. And he ran down the bank, but he couldn't catch up with it, and it disappeared down the river. And the boy was a bit distraught because he knew how long it had taken him to make it, and he loved it so much. But he thought, well, I'll just have to make another one. However, further down the river, a man found the boat, and he took it to a shop, and the shopkeeper put the boat in the window for sale. And later that day, the boy wandered past and he saw the boat and he thought, that's my boat. So he went in and he said to the shopkeeper, that's my boat. It's got my marks on it. Look, I made it. And the shopkeeper said, well, I can't prove that really, so I'm afraid you're going to have to buy it. And the boy said, well, okay. And he got out the money that he had and he bought the boat and he took the boat outside and he said, you're mine. You're mine twice. I created you. And then I bought you. And you know, this Easter, we remember that God created us. And then he came back and he bought us to be his own. So that today we can stand here and we can say, the price is paid. Whether we be a child or an adult, whether we be perfect or imperfect, whether we be married or single, whether we be living together or legally bound, whether we be with children or without children, whether we be able-bodied or physically challenged, whether we be top of our class or bottom of our class, whether we be loved or we've been abused, whether we be black or white, whether we be a slave or free, whether we be under persecution or someone who persecutes others, whether we be deemed a success or a complete failure. The good news of God, the good news this Easter, is that the price is paid. The price is paid forever. Heaven is open to all people. Forgiveness is here. And God will accept you if you come to him, because he created you and he bought you at a very great price.